Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bill North. Batting second. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Sant. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bosman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. North moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts in front of the plate. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Sant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Cubbage moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant is 0-for-1 in the game. Sant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Holt pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Holt reaches second base with a double. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Jim Holt. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. North reaches second base with a double. Lentz scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. North moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger fires to first and picks off Baylor. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bostock is called out on strikes. One out. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Tony Oliva. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bando steals second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tenarche strikes out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Billy Williams pinch hits for Tommy Sant. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. Garner moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Billy Williams. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Larry Haney. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. North hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing center field. Bert Campaneris now playing shortstop. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Don Baylor now playing five. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a ball on the ground for an out. Rudy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris bunts towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. Woods moves to second. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Woods moves to third. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. North hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Craig Cusick. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terrell moves to third. Jim Todd now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Cubbage moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.